From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Rescuers off the coast of Lebanon have reportedly begun recovering bodies from the crash of an Ethiopian airliner. The flight crashed early Monday, minutes after taking off from Beirut. A Lebanese transportation minister says there were 90 people on board the plane. Police have ruled out terrorism as the cause of the crash and say it was likely weather-related. Foreign ministers from around the world are due in Montreal for a Monday meeting on how to start rebuilding earthquake-stricken Haiti. Anita Elash reports.
Canada's foreign minister, Lawrence Cannon, says the talks will focus on what he called the critical first steps to rebuilding Haiti. A discussion about money will come at a larger donors conference in the next few months. Haiti's Prime Minister Jean-Max Bellerive will help lead tomorrow's meeting. Cannon said it's crucial that Bellerive is front and center at the talks. Experts agree that's the best way to make sure that international aid dollars aren't misspent and that Haiti takes control of its future. Foreign ministers from more than a dozen countries, including U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, will be at the meeting. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.
There was another aftershock in Haiti yesterday, one of more than 50 since the initial quake more than 2 weeks ago. There were no immediate reports of further damage. Argentina's president is causing a major constitutional crisis in her attempts to remove the head of the country's central bank. She's been ignoring court orders and sidelining Congress. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
Almost 2 weeks ago, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner decreed that Martin Redrado, the head of the central bank, was fired. But he was back in the job the next day when a court ruled the decrees invalid. Another court upheld that decision on Friday, saying Congress must be consulted first. But flouting those court orders, Kirchner had the central bank building surrounded by a cordon of federal police with orders not to allow Redrado to enter the building. The dispute centers in the president's order to have $6.6 billion in reserves transferred to the government to pay down debt, something which Redrado refused to do. Redrado's days are probably numbered, but Kirchner's high-handed actions have international investors spooked. Two of this country's leading newspapers both said that Kirchner had become South America's second worst tyrant after Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
The head of the central bank in the U.S. could face a Senate confirmation vote this week. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is trying to win Senate backing in his bid for a second four-year term. Bernanke's been facing opposition, though. However, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is predicting that he will be confirmed. Stock markets in Asia have extended losses after last week's slide on Wall Street. Markets are down in Monday trading throughout the region. In Japan, the Nikkei closed at 77 points down. Oil prices, meanwhile, have stayed below $75 a barrel. This is NPR. The New Orleans Saints are going to the Super Bowl for the first time in their 43-year history. Garrett Hartley kicked the game-winning 40-yard field goal in overtime to give the Saints a 31-28 victory over the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship game.
I just knew whenever it came off my foot that, you know, it was going to split the pipes, and I just turned around and, put my hands up in the air and hugged Brunell, and just knowing that, you know, this team's headed to Miami now.
New Orleans will face the Indianapolis Colts in Miami in 2 weeks. The Saints' victory touched off a citywide celebration in New Orleans. The Colts advanced by beating the New York Jets in the AFC Championship game. The Interparliamentary Union reports more than a third of the human rights violation cases it deals with are against members of parliament in Africa. The IPU Human Rights Committee has completed a review of 273 cases in 29 countries. Lisa Schlein reports.
The East African country of Eritrea is a case in point. Senator of Mexico Rosario Green is a member of the Human Rights Committee. She says the group has had no information about 11 Eritrean parliament members who were imprisoned 8 years ago after protesting the lack of democratic institutions in the country.
By the mere act of asking for institutional reforms, they are immediately sent to jail.
Green says the Eritrean authorities have ignored repeated requests for information regarding the whereabouts and condition of the missing parliament members. She says members of parliament worldwide are subjected to killings, deprivation of liberty, solitary confinement, and torture. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is NPR.